For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know, it could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject: what have you done for me lately? Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm married to a 41-year-old bum that sits around all day doing nothing. My husband retired from the military, and his goal is to be a house husband. Our daughter is in her first year of college, so we're empty nesters. My husband's retirement check is great, but he can be doing so much more. His cousin has retired too, and he has a lawn care business. My uncle retired from the electric company. He started a whole new career. My husband does not understand that he's able-bodied, meaning he can do a lot of things to generate extra income. He is satisfied with what we have now and the little trips we take here and there. I told him to think bigger, and he can't. Christmas is coming up, and I'm tired of the tiny pieces of jewelry he gets me every year. I would love to get our daughter a new car, but he always asks what's wrong with the one she has now. He does keep the house clean, and he will pick up dinner, but that's it. Then he comes to bed expecting me to perform for him on demand after I've worked all day. I told him I want the finer things in life at some point, and he thinks I want us to live beyond our means. But that's not it. I just want us to be in a position where I can shop and get nice things without stress. I told him if we have another mediocre Christmas, he's going to have big problems on his hand, have a big problem on his hands. He does nothing for me but exists in the house with me. He used to dream about having nicer things, and now he's okay with the raggedy recliner he sits in daily. What type of man doesn't have a vision or want more for his family? I keep asking him what has he done for me lately, but he doesn't get it. Well, one thing for sure is you can't make him do anything. He's got to want to do it, and I think you know that. And right now, his only goal, you say, is to be a house husband. Well, you don't want a house husband, although you do appreciate him keeping the house clean and bringing home dinner when he does. But he retired at such a young age that you would think, yes, that he'd have some other goals and aspirations. And there are some people who don't want to do anything once they stop working at first, but that usually gets old and tired and boring, and so they do start doing something else to pass the time or to make money. And maybe he's still processing it all. I can see him wanting to take a little time off after he got out of the military. You know, it takes time to readjust to civilian life and all that, get used to not having to get up and go to work every day. But I don't get just sitting around doing nothing every day for an extended period of time, especially if you're only 41 years old. I mean, so is this just a temporary thing while he figures things out, or is this a forever situation? That's what you got to think about. If it's forever, that will definitely continue to be a problem for you, because you are not happy with what's going on. And one thing you're doing is comparing him to what everybody else is doing. He's got to be who he is. You guys need to talk, try to fix this if it's fixable. Surely he has other things that he wants to do in life eventually. So you got to communicate. I don't think this is going to be an easy conversation, but it's necessary for the sake of your marriage. Steve?
He don't want nothing. You're asking somebody to be something that they don't want to be. You're saying, what has he done for me lately? So here's the deal. He's 41 years old. You say he's a bum. And he sits around all day doing nothing. That's what you say. My husband retired from the military, and his goal is to be a house husband. Ta-da! See, so far, this guy, in his mind, has set goals and accomplished all of them. He retired from the military, and you said it best. His goal is to be a house husband. He did whatever was necessary to retire from the military. Accomplished. Check the box. Graduated from high school. Check the box. Completed all the tasks required by the United States military. Check the block. Completed the task. Got a great retirement check, which you says he does. Check the block. And now he wants to be a house husband. And he doing it. Check the block. That's your whole problem. He feels as though he's accomplishing everything he set out to do. Now, there's a saying that says comparison is the thief. It's the greatest thief of joy. Comparison is the greatest thief of joy. You all can't enjoy your retirement because you're comparing him to everybody else's retirement. Shirley said, well, he's not everybody else. Well, who is he then? And that's what you got to take a hard look at. To retire at 41 and expect to sit around and do nothing from now on, that's a hard one to swallow for a woman. I know it is, especially when you still going out, going to work every day. And you keep getting these little thin, little tiny ass bracelets for Christmas. The one that be on the table at Walmart in the middle of the floor. You get 2, 3 for 1 and all this here. You're real thin. Ain't got no charm on it or nothing. You don't even know if it's a chain. It look like a thread. When you put your jewelry on, it look like you wearing lint. You got a sewing thread bracelet on. That's how thin yours is. I'm probably not going to be able to help you.
Hang on, Steve. We'll have part two of your response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. The subject of today's Strawberry Letter, What Have You Done For Me Lately? We'll get back into it right after this.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject, what have you done for me lately?
You know, this lady says that she's married to a 41-year-old bum that sits around all day doing nothing. He retired from the military. His goal is to be a house husband. Our daughter is in her first year of college, so we're empty nesters. My husband's retirement check is great, but he could do so much more. His cousin retired too. He got a lawn care business. My uncle retired from the electric company. He started a whole new career. My husband does not understand that he's able-bodied, meaning he can do a lot of things to generate extra income. See, me, if I'm getting some money from somewhere that's coming steady, a retirement check, me personally, I'm going to go out and do something else that I've always wanted to do to generate some more income. I mean, most people think, man, I got this money coming free and clear. Man, let me go out and see what else I can add to the pile. You would think he'd want to do that, but that's not who you married to. And I kind of feel bad for you. He's satisfied with what we have now. That's complacent. Once you're comfortable, comfort is one of the main killers of progress. Comfort. He's comfortable where we are now. And the little trips we take here and there, he comfortable with that. I told him to think bigger and he can't. Wow. And the Bible says clearly a man is as he thinketh. So if he can't think bigger, well, you gonna stay married to Mickey Mouse then. That's all. Ain't nothing wrong with it. He like having them big ears and them four fingers and big ass shoes on. Got that little suit on. All the kids love him. I'm not going to be able to help you, lady. I'm trying to figure out something to say about this. And Christmas is coming, and you tired of tiny pieces of jewelry he gets you every year. I would love to get our daughter a new car, but he always asks what's wrong with the one she got now. That's a real question, but, you know, he don't want nothing.
He's only 41, too.
He does keep the house clean, and he'll pick up dinner, but that's it. Then he come in bed expecting me to perform for him on demand. That's that military. Ted Hutt, come on, get up in here, line up, fall in. Yeah. I told him I want the finer things in life at some point, and he thinks I want to live beyond our means. No, that means you have to go out and help get the finer things in life, but you ask him to think bigger, and he can't. If we have another mediocre Christmas, he's going to have a big problem. That's what I told him. If we have another mediocre Christmas, we're going to have a big problem. He does nothing for me but exists in the house with me. We used to dream about having nicer things, and now he's okay with the raggedy recliner he sits in daily. What type of man doesn't have a vision and want more for his family? Well, the one you married. You don't need to look no further for who that dude is. He in your house. He in that recliner. He 41. Man, I don't get that, bro. And life gonna come up on you quick. The Bible also says a man without a dream or vision shall perish. So you're going to sit there and wither away, man. I've seen it happen to a lot of people. I keep asking him, what has he done for me lately, but he don't get it. Well, if you're asking him what he did for you lately, you just said he keep house clean. You just said he bring dinner home. You just said his military check is great. He thinking he done enough. Well, you're not happy. Shirley said it best. Y'all need to sit down. This is going to be a difficult conversation. The only suggestion I could give to you is you're going to have to hurt him.
Hurt him?
What yeah.
Do you mean?
You're going to have to say, you know what? I really thought you were a better man than this.
Mm-hmm. Uh-oh. Mm-hmm.
Well, let me rephrase it. Don't say that. Mm-hmm. I think you need to say, you know what? Mm-hmm. I just want to tell you how disappointed I am.
Wow.
And then remind him of what he used to do. I remember when he used to dream of having nicer things, better things, bigger things.
Yeah, I like that.
That's who I was married to. And I thought that's what we were going to do. And it's absolutely surprising and shocking me that you have settled into this life and you don't want anything more. And I want to tell you something. That has really hurt me. Because I see other people flourishing. And I know I'm not going to be able to do that. And I know you think I want to live beyond our means. I don't. I just want to create some more means. Mm-hmm. That's all. And I thought
like
it
that.
Was with you. But I guess it's not. So what am I to do? What am I to do?
That's good, Steve.
Well, I guess I'll just sit here and watch everybody else live their wonderful lives and get a nice Christmas coming up.
That sounds so sad. What about the daughter with the
are
new car?
Are you
going to
give me that same little bitty necklace you always give me for Christmas?
I don't want it.
Why is he talking like that, though?
Is that what I'm finna get?
Sound like that.
Right. And you gonna let the baby keep driving this ragged-ass car the baby don't.
Yeah.
You know, she in college and she got this raggedy car. Mm-hmm. And we keep putting money into a repair and we could just get a new one. I guess you don't want that, though.
Okay, you're a loser.
Well.
What's she doing?
I just keep driving this raggedy-ass car up to the church and let the preacher look at it.
All right, you can comment on
I wear
today's
this Easter dress I had on last Easter.
Strawberry Letter on Instagram and Facebook at Steve Harvey FM. And you can
it's
send us
right,
your
baby.
Letters, too. Also, check out the Strawberry Letter podcast.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show on 97.1 QMG.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.